soffio incessante si infila sotto gli usci e negli anfratti, maestrale che riempie le grotte.
The Hypogeal Village of Sant'Antioco is a real open-air monument, even if it is mostly made up of caves. Okay, stop for a while. A brief recap, so everything is more clear.
1,000 years of life can be seen here, enclosed in an incredible place. The Phoenicians found here a safe place. A stopover for refreshment amidst the bad weather, an ideal place to set up trade. It then became a real city, which took the name Sulci, from which the name of the current region, Sulcis to be precise. This place was home to women and men in ancient times, a place of trade and commerce. A place of life and beyond. Those who chose to leave here then wanted to stay here for eternity. From the Punic period onwards, new underground tombs were dug into the rock face. A necropolis with over 1,500 burials still stand on an area of over 10 hectares. And archaeologists are almost certain that it's even larger. After the Phoenicians and the Punics, the island experienced a new splendor with the Roman era. It was gradually abandoned over the centuries because it was too exposed to pirate raids, who attacked the coasts with their fast ships. Therefore, in medieval times, the inhabitants left and returned to the mother island, Sardinia. They left the sea to take refuge inland. The island remained sparsely populated for a long time. It was only repopulated after many centuries, starting in the 18th century. The ancient Punic underground tombs became humble dwellings to house the poorer classes of the community that gradually repopulated the island. They used them as houses and stables, adapted them to their needs. They learned to live below ground level. The activities of their days were based on the available natural resources. They wove palm trees into artifacts. They exploited lagoon resources. They traded and bartered raw materials. Men, women and children faced a life of hardship, marginalization and poverty in Isgrutas district. This area today constitutes the underground village of Sant'Antioco. Visiting the area is like using a time machine, an investigation among traces left from a past not too distant from us.